Hey there, good morning. It is day seven. Can you believe that we have been praying together each morning for the past 7 days? Bright and early, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Okay, maybe not bushy-tailed, but bright-eyed anyway. Okay, so this morning, God has placed it on my heart to pray for our husbands. Throughout the course of my marriage, I'll just be honest, it's been challenging. It has been rocky. It has been a bumpy road. It has not been ideal. It certainly didn't start out Christ-centered. It certainly didn't start out with the way God intended and designed it to be. And so because of that, it's certainly been a lot of brokenness along the way, a lot of challenges, a lot of just highs and lows. Feels like sometimes more lows than highs when I look back, but I don't want to look back. As we said yesterday, I want to keep looking forward. But I've also noticed that especially just over the past week, I have had multiple conversations with multiple people in different places, all over, with this same desires for their husband to love them and their husband to be that godly husband that we know God has for us. And so it's just this yearning and aching in the heart that our husbands will just love the Lord as much as we love the Lord, and not necessarily for our benefit, but for their benefit. Because as we know, this walk with Jesus is just the most blessed thing in the world. It just is. I mean, this side of heaven is the most blessed thing in the world. So we're going to pray for our husbands today. Okay, so I just want to set this out there. I realize that not everybody's married, but we can pray for our future husband. We can pray for the husband that God is preparing for us. So if you're young, you're super young, like my daughters are teenagers, but I encourage them to pray for their future husbands. We can pray for our future husband and just ask that God is preparing them and that they have a heart for the Lord above all else. If you're divorced, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that you have had to have that experience. And I know it's sometimes not just one, it's two or three divorces, and there's no condemnation. There's no ridicule in that. It is what it is. God can heal. God can bring healing in that, and He can move forward, and He can prepare. If you're still not married or not, if you're single, you can still pray for a future husband if that's something you're led to do. If you're praying for your current husband, just continue to pray for him. I'm sure you have been. And if you're widowed, again, I'm sorry at that loss. And I pray that this will also speak to you and encourage you to pray for, if you're hoping and praying for a future husband, that this will be a prayer for them as well. So the scripture this morning was 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, which was interesting because just a little personal story before I get into this. It was probably 10 years ago or so, my husband and I found ourselves in a counselor's office, and it was a secular counselor, and this gal was pretty much trying to convince me that it was over, like it was time to get divorced. And I was like, no, like it just didn't sit well with me. I had the Spirit of God living in me, and so He was bearing witness that this was not His, you know, His will for my life. And so I hadn't done it for so long, but I went home, I pulled the Bible, which was not this Bible, but pulled the Bible off the shelf, and, you know, I dusted it off because it hadn't been read in a while. This is 10 years ago, mind you. And I opened it up, and where did I open? 1 Peter chapter 3. And so it was like God just whoop. And this morning I'm like thumbing through trying to find the chapter. So it was totally God. It was totally God speaking to my heart. But anyway, I just wanted to know that that was interesting. So 1 Peter chapter 3. So, verse 1, in the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Then, even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourself instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. This is how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They trusted God and accepted the authority of their husbands. So I know that it's so hard to read, to accept the authority of my husband. Do you know what my husband says to me? Do you know what my husband, you know, I understand. I understand that reading that is just like, Okay, I'm just going to skip right over that, maybe even close and put it back down. But I want to encourage us to not, because there's some really good things that speak to our heart right there. So our godly lives will speak to them without any words. So that's the first thing I want to pull out, is that I think sometimes, at least I did, I'll speak for myself, I had been habitual about talking and saying and talking and saying, and it just was like wah 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 wah, you know, the character in Charlie Brown. And so God just really pointed to my heart that, you know, just live this out, just live love, just live out love. And then the pure and reverent lives, pure, you know, who among us is actually completely pure? Who among us actually lives this pure life? Well, that just brings conviction in our lives, and a prayer to live pure and to live the way He needs us to. And then reverent, that word reverent there is, it's respectful, it's devoted, it's loving, it's, yeah. Couple other synonyms that are eluding me right now, but those, through those characteristics, our husbands will be won. And then to not be concerned with outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, and beautiful clothes. So I think this kind of heads back to a couple days ago when I started talking about the preparation for a wedding. We spend so much time preparing for a wedding, but not necessarily preparing for the marriage, which is the long haul, the long road. I'm just kidding. For some of us, it is pretty long. But it's good. It doesn't have to sound like that. but God wants us to be prepared in our hearts to love our husband, to love him through thick and through thin, and to love him regardless of that behavior that is just not very kind or very loving to us. And he's asking us to extend that love and to allow ourselves to be clothed instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of what? Gentleness and the quiet spirit, which is precious to God. So we're going to pray for those things this morning, and then trust God and accept the authority of their husband. So these are the types of things we're going to pray for this morning. And this keeps coming to mind with regard to my personal situation. So two things come to mind, actually. With regard to my personal situation, the first one, several years ago, I was taking a run. I was on a run. I was headed down our road, and I was like, I don't know, 3 miles or so. And I'm coming back, and the Lord just stopped me in my tracks. And he basically spoke into my life with regards to my husband and our marriage. And I like stopped and laughed out loud. I'm like, really, that can only be you. And he's like, oh, okay, well, it is going to be me. It's kind of, you know, what I perceived in my thoughts. And, but what that did for me is it put a promise in my heart, okay? It put a promise in my heart that when things are rocky, because they still can be, when things are rocky and things are shaky and things aren't what I would like for them to be or what I believe God wants them to be, that vision, that image, that imagination, whatever, will come to mind. And so I want to encourage us to pray for that today as well. If you don't have a promise, if you don't have a word from the Lord with regard to your husband or your marriage, or your future husband, future marriage, or your future after being widowed or divorced, I want to encourage us to pray for that after we pray for our husbands. And then the second thing, for those gals who have victory in this area, for those gals who you have a Christ-loving, Jesus-following husband, your marriage started out Christ-centered, or it's been transformed into one where it's Christ-centered, and your husband has assumed free willingly and joyfully the role of the spiritual lead in your home, and there, you know, there's just this beautiful dance of the way God intended it to be, I want to ask you to please pray for women who don't have that, because you can intercede for others, for us who don't have that, and your prayers can move mountains, because you have this faith, we have a faith, but you have a different kind of faith in that you know it's possible. You know it's possible. I mean, I believe it's possible, but it, you know what I mean? It's just our prayers come from a different point of reference. Our prayers come from a different place of understanding and empathy. So I just want to ask you to do that. Okay, so I want to pray for our husbands. And then pray for us with regard to what God highlighted for us. So, oh, Father God, I just thank you. You're so good. Your mercy endures forever. Lord, I just thank you so much that you have put husbands, future husbands, and marriages on my heart this morning, Lord. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus for husbands who are not saved, that somehow, some way today, they would sense your spirit and your presence, and that they would have some conviction to either open the Bible or to pray or to reach out to a friend that I know is a follower and walks with you. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that there is some prick in the heart, Lord, where you are able to get in and just cast your light, Lord, in their lives, and that they would come closer to the knowledge of who you are and a desire to follow after you. Father God, for husbands who have accepted you as a savior, but not necessarily Lord, and aren't walking along with you, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would create a hunger in their hearts and stir within them a hunger to know you more, and most importantly, know you as Lord of their lives, Lord. I pray for humility, just like us women, like there's a humility to approach you and desire for you to be the Lord and take the lead rather than them, and or rather than us even. So Lord, I just lift them up to you, Lord. I ask, Lord, if there are any seeds of bitterness or resentment or anger or frustration of this mindset of how can I compete with God, or you spend so much time with God and less time with me, Lord. Any of those seeds that might stem from thoughts like that, God, I ask in the name of Jesus that there is just a softening, and just help husbands, men, to understand the importance of being connected with you, and that causes them to just understand a little bit more, and that resentment, and anger, and bitterness softens, or it goes away altogether. Father, I pray that we as women would heed or take to heart these words in 1 Peter chapter 3, Lord. I pray that we would look to you, Lord, and that we would place our trust in you, God. I pray that we are living a pure life before you, and I pray that we are living reverentially, God, that it's lovely and devoted and respectful, and God, those things that are pleasing to you. And Lord, I pray that we are looking to the inward beauty, Lord, so that we can live out this life the way you need us to, and in a way that will draw our husband in a way that will draw our future husband in, Lord. I ask in the name of Jesus that if there's anything in our hearts today that has been or is prohibiting our husband from seeing these types of characteristics in and through our lives and being drawn to them, that you would point to that right now in this moment, and things would come to mind. And once we get out of this prayer time together, we are able to write it down and just come to you and with a repentant heart and ask you to forgive us, and then ask you to show us the way, to show us your way from that place, from this place, God. God, I pray that you would help us to understand that word authority and accepting it, and humble ourselves before you in that, and what that looks like from kingdom perspective, from godly perspective, Father God, from the pure version, not the perversion of the world. God, so many of us have witnessed or even participated in submitting, in the name of not really understanding what that word meant, to a perversion of that word and things we weren't supposed to, things that weren't your will. So help us, Lord, to understand what the pure version of that is, what you are calling us to do by way of this term authority, God, and what that looks like. God, it also says in Ephesians that we're to be side by side with our partner. So help us just to see all this together in a clear, complete picture. Lord, this morning I pray for women who are widowed and who have lost their husbands. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would comfort them, and that you would let them know that you are there loving them, and that you have a future and a hope for them, regardless of what it may seem like, regardless of what it may feel like this morning. Father, for those who have been divorced, one, two, three, however many times, God, I pray that you would comfort them and let them know there's no shame, and that you offer mercy and grace and forgiveness, and that it's... you're speaking to their hearts, and that you're with them, Lord God, and that you would just minister to them. God, for gals who have just been wrestling and just feel absolutely beaten down in their marriage today, and like hearing this just makes them cringe and want to like get in bed and put the cover over their heads because they've heard this so many times. Submit, submit, submit. Lord God, I pray that there's something fresh and new about this word this morning, that your spirit is able to communicate and speak and say, mm-mm, come on, baby girl, uncover, get up, let's go. I'm going to show you something different today. Give them a new hope. Give them a new perspective, a new fresh kingdom perspective. Father, for those gals who are just kind of in this lukewarm place where there's really not the battle raging, there's really aren't the resentment and the anger and the bitter comments being made, but it's just not like, it's not the promised land, it's not the beyond, it's just kind of like, you know, I pray that you would come in and stir some things up, Lord, in a good way, and that this word, this the inner beauty, the pure and the reverential, like these characteristics would bubble up, and it would just cause a fiery passion to be reignited in the marriage and in the home, and that husbands would be attracted and drawn to you through their wives. And Father, for those women who they have been blessed for years with just this marriage that is created the way you intended it to be, I ask that you would just compel them to pray for others, which is a much, it feels like, larger percentage based on my experience and encounters with gals, a much larger percentage who don't have that, Lord. I pray that they would stop at various points today and pray and lift others up who are desiring this for their hearts, and just pray for their husbands as well, that they would continue to walk hand in hand with you and continue to just protect their family and lead and guide their family spiritually, emotionally, physically, in the ways that you have. And I just pray for a hedge of protection over their marriages, and that they would grow stronger, and that they would be an example, God, to so many. And Father, this morning for those gals who need a promise from you or need a word from you, I pray that you would speak to the hearts, Lord God, and give them a hope to hold on to. I mean, hold on to you first and foremost, but help them see that you have something for them. And if they would just walk in this, just walk in this, this word that you've given us of being pure and being reverent and clothing ourselves with gentleness and a quiet spirit and placing our trust in you and accepting not only your authority, but our husband's authority in our lives. God, help us do that. And Father, for the young gals who may watch this, or for mothers or grandmothers who have, you know, younger children or grandchildren, I pray that they would know the truth and they could start their lives out in a way that is Christ-centered, centered on you and centered on your word and truth, and that they would look for that in a future husband, and they are praying and believing and have faith for that. I thank you and praise you, God, for the work you're going to do in men's lives, not just husbands, but men's lives all over the world, Lord. I thank you for what you're going to do in husbands' lives, future husbands' lives. I thank you that this is important to you and this is on your heart. And so, God, I just pray that we're able to unite as one in spirit and truth. And, Lord, that we would just continue to have faith that you are concerned with marriages and marriages that are Christ-centered and God-directed, and that you are going to move in this. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Okay. Well, again, I just pray that if this resonated with you, that you say amen, or send me a message. I know it can be difficult to, I guess, be publicly acknowledged or associated to something like this sensitive sometimes. So I get it. I understand that. So if you want to just shoot me a private message, I'm more than happy to pray with you. Like I said, this was on my heart last night, and then again this morning, just because I've had multiple conversations over the past just few days, really, about this topic. And so I know it's a concern, and I know that God definitely sees. And so I believe that he wants victory in this. He wants victory. And because he wants victory in marriages and with husbands, we receive the victory. And even if we're not walking in that yet, we are victorious in Christ first, and then the victory will come. I pray that God gives you a promise in that. Thank you. Have a great morning. Again, feel free to message me if you watch this later, #replay. And just let me know how you're doing. I will talk with you soon. Have a great day.